This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work. Here's a tip I love for getting yourself in a good space. The vision board is something that has long been talked about, and that's not really my thing. I think there was probably 1 or 2 years, probably when I was in college, maybe grad school, where I actually would do an old-fashioned vision board, you know, cut apart magazines, get the glue stick out, do the whole poster board thing. It just really wasn't my thing. If you've ever found it's not your thing, but you do understand the power of intention and the power of having visual representations of what you want to attract in your life, what I like to do is something I call the modern vision board. And this is something I've been doing as long as I have had a computer, which is forever. And that is, I don't use a traditional screensaver. And of course, it's hilarious to call it a screensaver anymore, because I don't think since the mid to late 90s has it actually been a screensaver saving an image from burning into the tube of your computer. So now it's just, art that floats around on our computers when we're not doing our work, or, you know, not spending enough time engaged at whatever software we have open. All right, so we'll still call it a screensaver. You know the point. All right. What I end up doing is I create a folder that is called intention, and I have in it all these images of things I would like to intend, things I would like to bring into my life, things I would like to welcome into my journey as a creative. And it includes pictures of myself in really positive situations, you know, anytime I've been at a great premiere of a film that I've cast, being at a shoot of something I've produced, working with a group of students in Australia and being there with them, and they're all holding up copies of my books, like any positive images that I have from my own real life, as well as pictures like behind the scenes at the Emmys, where someone takes a picture of the entire table of Emmy statues waiting to be given out. And just that visual of all that celebration of talent, all that celebration of merit, being in one place and knowing how many people are going to have joy because of what is represented in that one photograph. Things like that. I include all of these images in a folder called Intention, and I tell my screensaver that when it is ready to activate, it needs to pull from the intentions folder. And so what I intend is shown to me in a screen saving slideshow, basically. I also have this folder on my iPhone. I'm reaching for my iPhone as I'm recording this to tell you, for some reason, like, I have to show you my iPhone even though this is audio. I have it on my iPhone that there is a folder that's called Intend, I think, and I occasionally will flip in there and look for things that inspire me, because I understand the power of visualization. And sometimes just taking a moment before an audition, before a meeting, before a networking event, when you're feeling any kind of stress, to give yourself a visual break. Not do one last check of email, not do one last check of your to-do list and about what do you need to feel anxiety before you go in on this audition. Instead, take a look at the visual imagery of what you'd like to invite into your life. Feel it come in, welcome it, and say, yeah, that's pretty cool stuff right there. And then go in feeling as if it has already come. It's a really powerful tool, and I hope you'll use it, and I hope you'll let me know how it goes. As always, thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie, and until next time, keep creating.